If you thought slavery was over, a new film about the human trafficking of Latino and Mexican immigrants will make you think twice. Lives for Sale is the investigative documentary that explores how each year nearly 20,000 people leave their countries for the American dream, only to end up in a modern slave trade nightmare. The film's executive producer, Larry Rich, spoke with NPR's Farai Chidea.
So this is a topic that has been in the news a lot. How did you decide and when did you decide to take it on?
Well, we began working on this actually a bit over 2 years ago. The reason we took it on is because the organization I work with is Marino, which is a Catholic mission organization. And the fact is that the people we work with are suffering from this kind of a situation. And it's one of a whole host of problems that occur that are driven by poverty and desperation.
One of the major players in human trafficking are coyotes, the agents who promise to help immigrants cross borders, but sometimes trick them into slave-like conditions. Let's take a listen to an actual coyote explaining what he does.
Well, friends, they are merchandise because they are just pounds of meat. It's a game of cat and mouse. You get passed if you're lucky.
He was previously a coyote, I should have said. How did you get him to talk, though?
We had a contact in Florida, the Florida Coalition Against Human Trafficking, that had contact with this man who spoke very openly to them and was willing to testify about some of the things that went on. He actually has a master's in business, believe it or not.
And what kinds of people are coyotes? I suppose that, you know, if people have an image of them at all, it's usually of someone who's completely bandit, a criminal, but this guy has a business degree, and it sounds like he viewed this very much like a business.
There are actually good coyotes and bad coyotes, just like in any business. They are a travel agent service, really, that's been created by the need for people to emigrate from their countries to the United States.
Now, when you turn to the people that coyotes are transporting, your film argues that 54% of immigrants worldwide are women, and many of them are forced into sex trades who travel illegally. That rape is so common that the women take birth control pills before they try to cross borders. Now, are their governments, the governments of their home origin countries, or U.S. governments really doing anything to try to prevent either the sexual assaults along the way or the slave trade, the sex slave trade?
Countries like Mexico do have police that try to stop people from getting on the trains.
Now, besides sexual trades, prostitution, what other occupations can people find themselves in that are coercive or where they can't really have any control over their destiny?
There are a lot of things. There's domestic servitude. People working in nail salons, for instance. I was told by our contact in Florida that a lot of the nail salons there, the workers are in fact enslaved. There's a large percentage of farm laborers. California is number one in the country for trafficked human beings, and Florida is number two. And while a lot of that is due to sex trade, it's also because there's a very large agricultural industry in both those states.
And the people who travel to cross borders without any legal papers, we might think, oh, it's going to be a bunch of young men, but you also include a Honduran grandmother who takes care of her 9 grandchildren. And she talks about being willing to take a dangerous ride on a freight train to come to the U.S. for a better life. Here she is.
I know it's dangerous. Sometimes the train cuts off your legs or your arms, or it kills the people who fall off. But you have to risk it because of the need we have.
Tell us a little bit more about her.
Well, she was indeed a grandmother from Honduras. You know, she was left with the grandchildren, and because one parent died and the other abandoned the children, and she just didn't have any other choice. She could not make a living there, and so she was coming to the United States to try and eke out an existence to find some income.
Do you feel that this is a fair documentary in the sense that this is such a contentious issue? There are not just two sides to it, but there are people who say, let's have work visas, let's have a fence, let's have an open border. There are so many sides. Do you feel that this documentary humanizes the people who are subject to trafficking in a way that doesn't bring enough light to the other issues and the legal issues surrounding this?
I don't think so. I mean, I think we do try to point out some of the legal issues. You know, it is an hour-long documentary. There's only so much we can do because we feel the factor that you has been missing in much of the heated discussion about this is the human element and what really happens to real people. And that this situation, by the way, you know, in Central America and Mexico really stands in for a worldwide problem. Worldwide, there are, you know, hundreds of thousands of people who are trafficked.
You mentioned that you worked with the Catholic group Mary Knoll. What is the church or what is Mary Knoll trying to do about this immigration situation? Obviously, Catholicism is one of the biggest religions in Latin America, as well as a large religion in the United States.
A lot of things are being done by the church in those countries. In the course of the documentary, we talked to a priest who's running a house, two priests actually, who run halfway houses for migrants, try to help them from being exploited before they go across the border. One of the most important things, I think, are alternative programs. We see one in the document, two actually in the documentary, that are supported in part with, in one case, Presbyterian Church funds and another Catholic funds, where there are attempts to create economic models in these countries or ways to keep people out of poverty that allow them to stay in their home country, make a decent living, and not have to immigrate. And the programs we look at are actually fairly effective at that.
What would you like to see come out of this documentary in the long term?
I would like to see people become aware that if we really want to do something about it, we have to address the trade issues and the economic issues that are at the base of it. Most people don't really want to leave their home country. They largely come here not because they want to get rich. They come here because they just want to be able to make a living to survive.
Larry Rich, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That was Larry Rich, executive producer of Lives for Sale with NPR's Farah Chidea. The documentary airs this Sunday on the Hallmark Channel. Go to our website, www.npr.org, for airtimes near you.